point out each one of them up and down your leg. And then it's just, oh, good point. Great idea. Well, they know about it then.
So, far north is Wade, far northeast is Hawaii, south is Samoa, southwest is Lesh, and
salah lima rokok pak, dua tuh nul kap, jadi bisa bicu, lima orang kata begini ni apa?
Ni lah.
These two women came from here. You know, they are the mother of all these plants.
Well, these two women you talked about, the Luadun Moor and Lilirjibju, did you say that they come from Yap? Yes.
Am I?
And now they came from Yap to Aur. Where in Aur did the Ribju stop? You know, I told Tobin the same thing, information, and he didn't believe me. So we went to Aur and we called those people and they showed him. It's on our island, our. It's there, near the bay there. And it's a stone there that stands for that woman, and there are several other stones around, rocks, and these rocks are lajirik, you know, the hard, tough lajirik stone, and that's why the clan lajiriks are a very tough, strong clan. And this is way up north, they have this Melinang. What is Melinang? Oh, Melinang is the power of this, the power of the Lajirik Jui. And you mean that, like that chant I said, Melinangin? Yes, that's the one, that's Melinangin. And up north, Melinangin, we talk about Lajibunyaman. Lajibunyaman is a god. And in the south, we have Lokokwe. Who is Lokokwe? Well, Lokokwe is... And Lokokwe, he is in that island we mentioned earlier, Kuregan. Lokokwe is there. And what is Melinang again? What is this? A spirit or a man or what? Oh, well, they say it's a man, it's a spirit. And Lokokwe is at Narigrit. They say this is Narigrit.
You're
Malay, Lokokwe. Lokokwe.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Pwede lang lang. Eh, the popcorn may noodle video yung mga. Panalo yun. Panalo. Wow. Okay. Brega lang pa ba natin ito?
Oo, oh, may upa ba natin wow?
Eh?
Upa ba natin wow?
Ayaw kong nawapilaan ng medyo.
Lokokwe, they call him Lokokwe because he holds everything in his hand. And you know those people, they even know about Wahoo. They know about Wahoo. Can you tell us about Wahoo? Well?
Pilihan meja ker, yang sesuatu ini macam ni, jangan wow. Yang mohon jua ni ayam, mohon pilihan meja, bebek, mohon jua. Kalau lagi kain meli, nanti ni betul meja itu jual. Kami ni orang kerja, ayam jual nanti ni orang meja itu jual ini jin ini mohon je. Mereka baru ya, saya orang itu. Kalau lo sokongan jin ke kain untuk pilihan, jadi pilihan ni yang ini lekuk mana kuih.
Agar begini, pilihan ni.
Yeah,
that is
and here's the chant. He's chanting it now. Well, now there were people who didn't believe this, but these tilan are pumice stone. But these pumice stone in Marshallese is tilan. But this particular kind of tilan, they call it tilan mej, which means black tilan or lava. And on this island there are some huge ones. They drifted in and they're on that island in Woje. And they're very big and they're all dark.
Lava. And there's lava floating here going to the north. That's my word. Lava.
Lava.
Yes. Tilan mej.
It's really a pumice stone, I think.
Well, tilan is pumice stone.
Yeah.
But tilan nek. Nek means black.
Well, Dwight, I want to ask you that chant he was reciting, where did it come from? What is it part of?
Well, the chant is Marshallese. It's Marshallese chant.
It's part of the navigation.
It's part of the navigation because there it's connected with the legend. As these stone, he says, part of them, they cut it, a boat. Sail as far as Wahoo, and as these drifted in, according to the legends, there was one man cut these stones, part of it drifted away, and part of it drifted to the Marshalls, and landed in the island of Woje. But these are Marshallese navigation chants.
And this was a part that referred to the stone?
Yes, to the lava.
And I do not know. When I
say
lava, it's my guess, because the land native is a little bit different. And you know, I have a lava stone in my house. I picked up on the ocean side.
Yeah, we got some too.
It was standing up on the left, it's the land of
the
other. Eh? I was about to get mail over time.
Yeah, mail. Goodbye. Even now, the land made you hear mail can you? Can you get mail or take it to the again?
Yes, it goes like this. It's the land image. And did you say that they cut this? And well, what we mean by this is, you know, is ebung non tilan mejo. This means that the big wave wash the lava ashore, and the axe for cutting firewood was sharpened with it. I'm just translating the rough translation of part of the chant.
Ibum itu kebabu belum bau belum nanti kira nanti lah kepaya uru ramai aja malah kata kalau malah kepaya.
Now, yes, they all drift in from Wahoo, and you know when you sail, here is the chant that you recite everything. You follow these pumice stone that flowed in, or these lava rocks that flow in from the east, and you go eastward, and you see it's a chant now. Listen, you hear the place where I said you're sailing toward the rising sun, for the direction where the sun rises. Well, you count all these things as you go along, and even mention you have insects as you get closer. You mention butterfly and dragonfly and so on as you approach closer to Wau. What is Lagabaya? You say Lagabaya and Dishan. Oh, Lagabaya is the name of a man there. And when we go and reach where Lagabaya is, then they say, let's stop, let's not go further east, because that's as far as we know, to the place where Lagabaya is. Gee, if it is true that these people sailed that far, then they must have been really very tough and very, very brave sailors. Well, just think of it, sailing on those kind of canoes. About on these islands themselves, the islands in the Hawaiian chain, is it known to us that there were people living there, sailing from these islands or coming from those islands to the Marshalls? Well, I do not know much about people traveling, but you know there was a fleet of canoes sailed from Mili, and the navigator was the chief. I couldn't hear him pronounce the name clearly, but the second navigator was an uncle of mine by the name of Joria. Well, they sailed for all the way very close to Oahu, and then they saw that school of fish, you know, that birds always follow, and that is known, it's one of those kakalal sign that tells. And then they sailed for so long that they broke up three of their canoes, make them into firewood. And finally, Joria, my uncle's son, when I was a child, died from hunger and thirst. And then they asked the chief whether or not they should turn back. They asked him, where are we now? And he was lost. But my uncle knew where he was because he saw those signs near Oahu, very close, he said. And they believed those days that Oahu is an island of cannibal. So he said, let's not go on further. They'll eat us all. And then I was like, let's sail back because Malolab is there in that direction. Majes is over there. And so we turned back and we got back to Malolab after so many days on the ocean, on the sea. So they will say, but did they get to land? Well, they didn't. They get close to it. How about people? Do you know of any incidents where people from here went as far as Oahu and really landed? Well, this is the point. I do not really know whether or not we did it. They may have been in the way long past because we know about all those kakala. But, you know, they never, people don't dare go ashore there because they call it Ailingin Mange, land of man-eaters. Well, no, not that I know of, but you know, it's not hard to sail to those islands. They're very clear. When I went to Japan, I remember that I was called on the bridge, and Miyate, Japanese, who knew me, was from living on Oje, they called me up to the bridge, and he was translating for me. They asked me if there were any islands, and I said, well, why ask me? You are the people who have the superior knowledge of navigation. Why ask me? We just want to see. So after some prodding, I finally say, yes, I see some here. There's one here rather far. But on the on this side of the ship, I see many more. So, how do you know that they're? Because I see the Metuairigrip. Then they say, what is Metuairigrip? Then I explain that in between islands is a kind of wave that separate, that run together and then divide, and one run toward the other one, and the other part of it run toward the one on the right. So I told them there's Metuairigrip, and I could tell. And by counting the pairs of Metuairigrip, I can count the number of islands.
I Kumut kili itu nongkan, alikar kili itu alingan lah. Kumut cila kacian ni kau ni.
Kau ni melalui macam nato begini
ni. Kau ni apa sih tu ibarat kan
lah? Ingat beri.
So that island, I said, looks like a huge stone or something, the kind of waves. Then they said, how about directly ahead? Oh yes, Japan is right directly ahead. It's a big, it's very clear. And says, yes, they told me that I was right. The number of islands I told them and the distances to all these. And they explained it to me that this thing here you see, it's not a rock, but it's a, you know, that thing like, what do they call it? Volcano. You know, that island that sticking out of the ocean all by itself. I thought it was because the pattern of wave that hit it, it's like the pattern of hitting one single rock. Well, and do you really can tell those islands? Oh, it's a lot clearer. The bigger the islands, the better it is, the clearer it is to tell. It's clear. It's clear because, you know, the islands are bigger and they are far apart. Therefore, it's not confusing. Whereas here, islands are tiny and close together and too many waves on each other, hitting each other. It's rather confusing here. But when you go out in the open ocean and with these big lands, it is very, very clear.
Sailing to Japan and bigger countries is a lot easier. They may not know, but they know where there are islands. You know, one here, one there, one over there. It's higher in these smaller little islands because they're so crowded together. It's more confused wave patterns. What's more confused? But how there is it, you can see it and you can tell right away. So it's very clear.
Now you said you mentioned Japan.
You went to Japan.
I thought I heard.
Yes, and he said you told me about they were asking you and you were telling them about where island is, but they told you to find it.
When did you go to Japan? Was it on the first? Was it with the first group that went to Japan? No, not the first one. The third one.
Okay, let's see. The Japanese first took the tourists to Japan in 19. When was it? They occupied these are in 1916, 1917, 1918.
When was the year? Was it 1915? 1919? I think it was in 1918, the third group. And you know, there are some coral heads or reefs or shallow places. We call them reef, but they usually call water reef. But sometimes it's really not reef, it's a shallow place. It's a shallow spot in the bottom of the ocean. And he's reciting the chant now to describe these two shallow places somewhere way up north toward Japan.
I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the house
And you see the chant I recite, it's about, I wanted to see it, I know about the whereabouts of these two shallow places, but we didn't go close enough. But that's what I was looking for. Yet I saw the wave patterns that came from these two places. And where are these these coral heads located? Where are they located? Well, the first one is way up northwest from Kurigan, and the other two are northwest from Rongrik. How do you know about the existence of these words if you haven't seen them before? Well, late in our during our training in navigation, we learn about them. We hear about them. They are in these chants, and we know that they exist there. And even though we may not gone that far, sometimes the effect of the wave patterns coming from them, it's noticeable.
And you want to
One of these words that I talk about, Jogan the Broom went as far as that place, deliberately went after to look for it, he saw it. The other two, we have north from Bokak. Well, you know the story of those canoes, Marshallese canoe that came back from Cabin Mailang. Well, they ended up on their voyage in these two woods. Oh, those are the funny people. They're a bunch of good navigators. I do not know how could they miss these islands, go up way up north. Well, those they too were north from Bokak. They stick out from the water, and you can land there and be on dry land for a while, and the fish there are very good. All of them can be eaten raw, and you can even drink fresh water. And according to our legends, the water there was made fresh so that people won't die of thirst. So, and when you eat fish and you drink the water, and you can live for many days. Then, after stopping there for a while, they continue the voyage. And one of those canoes, the outrigger, came loose, and so they tied and just they couldn't steer it anymore. But they just drift, and by accident they hit Ulrich. But the rest of the fleet they went on. That is why we have Kaping Maelang people now on these islands. How about the rest of the fleet? Well, we do not know anything about them. They went right on. But you see this, that canoe that landed in Uruk by accident, that what brought this new clan we have, Rigbin Maelang, that brought back many women. And as a result, we have this clan. And yes, they brought these people back from Ujilang, from Kaping Maelang. And you see the Murjil's nephew, his name is Lemech. Yes, I heard about him. He's the one who sailed that far and came back with this group of people from Kaping Maelang.
Aye.